And they had a fella in Mandeville. He had bought the whole outfit. I don't know how many. I know he had two hives, and something went wrong with one because I got part of it.
Yeah.
And Junior went over there. He died, and he gave it to a fellow with him on Pike. He was a good friend, and he left everything for him, a big house, boat, and everything. And he had bought the whole rig, books, electric knives, scraper. Oh, I don't know what he got, what I ain't got in there. So he knew that I was fooling with them bees, and he gave me all that. I don't know, I went over there in the woods, and Junior went and got it, instead of putting it on top of something, he just laid it flat down on the ground.
Right.
And well, I guess it's rotten, he's right. So I wanted to pick it up the other day when it was cold, real cold, and I forgot about it, because it was all inside, they weren't gonna come out. It was too cold. And I fooled around and forgot about it. Well, every day, that's something I gotta do. I gotta get my rig on and get out there and put it on a stand.
It wasn't cold, was it? The weather was just a little, it was kind of
It was damn cold over here for a few days, I'll tell you that right now. You better believe it. The worst we ever had for a long time, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
But I knew them bees weren't going to be out then. They were going to stay inside. I could move that box all over. And I'm fooled around and forgot about it in the cold day. So now I got to get my rig on. But I do that. You only put two shirts on and all the way. They can't get me. I got two pairs of gloves. Well, I got three pairs now. That fella gave me two pairs. One with rubber. But the son of a gun made out of cloth. One of them stung me through that cloth. Yeah. Went through that cloth and stung me on the finger. Boy, them things get so mad until you can't hardly see what you're doing. And I got that smoke run down. And what I got out there, I don't have that the patent honeycomb, you know. It's just a homemade box I made. And I got just two cross pieces in the center of it. Well, I go down as far as that and cut it with a knife. Well, it takes time. Well, you got one of them other deals, all you do is pull it out. They got a clamp that you catch it and all that. Pull it out, put a new one in and all that. Well, boy, I'm telling you right now, I see that cutting that thing, and Lord have mercy, them things just eating me up. I said, I'll see it. So I got to get back out there and see about straightening out all that. They're working like the devil out there now.
Now, the two parts of the egg, of an egg or the what?
Two parts of an egg?
Yeah.
The white and the yolk?
Yeah. When you cook them in hot water, you call them?
Poached eggs? That's something I don't like.
You don't?
No, sir. I got a friend of mine, I eat three every morning.
Yeah.
I said, I'll be damned if I know how you can stand it. He said, I eat every morning. He said, I eat three.
Yeah.
Like that. He said, I'll go all day long without eating. He said, I won't eat till tonight. And he drinks beer the rest of the day, all day.
Yeah. What do you call the salt or sugar cured meat that you might boil with your turnips or something like that? You might put these in turnips.
Well, you used to have salt meat a long time ago.
Yeah.
And now they call it seasoning meat.
Yeah.
That's something else we used to do too. We used to salt meat down.
Would it have a lot of meat? Would it have a lot of lean on it? That meat that you put in there?
Oh, yeah. Well, it all depends on how your hog was and how much you want to leave and all that. You try to cut off all you can.
Yeah.
But we had a big crock we used to make homebrew with.
Yeah.
And the old man would cut it in pieces, like, you know.